Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Sandy Williams. And Sandy, we wanted to talk about Chenzo, the former, what was his title?
Prime Minister
of Japan.
Yeah, Shinzo Abe.
Yeah, being assassinated.
Yeah.
And how often do you hear people being assassinated in Japan?
Yeah, I mean,
they must have some of the strictest gun laws there are anywhere in the world.
Well, they have strict gun laws, but they also have fewer than 10 gun-based homicides a year in Japan. It's like a country of 65 million or whatever the number is, and really essentially nobody ever gets killed with a gun. They have some knives or swords that are used by people periodically, but it's never, you never read about a group killing. And the fact is that the fellow who assassinated Abe apparently used a gun that he made. It was probably done with a 3D printer.
Right.
And so, you know, there's no question. People will focus on this. They'll see what happens. It happens in Japan. Well, it doesn't happen often in Japan at all. And in fact, you can go to countries all around the world. If you can go to the Wikipedia, you can go to the internet, ask how many gun homicides there are in all the different countries in the world, and you'll see that the number in the United States is magnitude, orders of magnitude, many orders of magnitude higher than any other country at all. And the only place...
And almost combined, all the other nations combined.
Oh, I think you could probably combine all of them. And the only places that have many are the totally lawless countries, like Colombia back in the day of the drug cartel. Or, there's very, very few countries in the world other than the most lawless countries that you can imagine. The places that Americans would get warnings from the State Department that they shouldn't travel to... So what do you think a State Department for France is warning the French about, or the, when they come to America? You know, what should they come to America? Should they go into the city? Wow. You know, we have a very dangerous country to travel in.
You know, Sandy, it is, it does say and speak volumes that, and I was watching the news outlets as they were talking about this guy being murdered, and they just kept harping on, well, it doesn't happen very often. It's so unusual. It's so rare. I would like to live in a place like that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. And I'd like to live in a place, you know, the fact is that when I've traveled to some places that the State Department tells you shouldn't travel to, like and the portions of Mexico I was in, there were all kinds of places that were had warnings. And yes, there was gun violence there. The gun violence is between people who carry guns. There was little or no danger to the tourist traveling, or for someone who's not involved in the criminal underworld that their enterprises that they're involved with there. The United States is different, actually. To the extent that there's gun violence here, a lot of it is pretty random, and so if State Department, I was being facetious about the French State Department giving warnings about, but the fact is that the United States cities are undoubtedly at least as dangerous as many of the places that our U.S. State Department gives warnings about traveling to.
No question. There are more deaths in central cities almost than there are in declared wars.
Oh, there are
that the
more.
United States is,
oh, absolutely.
Is in.
Yeah,
and that tells me that it's more dangerous to live in central cities than it is to be in the theater of war.
Yeah.
In many of the places that we are fighting. And I always say, you know, for those who keep strongly hammering away at my right to own these guns, And that's all they hear, and all they say is my right, and ignore all the other stuff that goes along with the owning of that gun. The rest of the world doesn't see it that way. the rest of the world is a lot safer, but in this country, we claim to be safer than the rest of the world.
Just to talk about the armaments that our military has. You're talking about the safety of, you know, war zone. So we have 400 million guns in America. We don't even have 400 million people. Right. We have 20 million assault rifles. I'm confident that our military doesn't have 20. We've never had 20 million people in the military at once any time. We don't have 20 million assault rifles being manned by military in the whole entire United States by the military. But we have 20 million assault rifles in private hands. People from other countries would look at this and scratch their heads and say, how in the world could a country get to the point where this is their culture and this is what they think is important?
You know, Sandy, and we claim to be civilized, right?
Yeah.
And the other nations aren't civilized. And we don't realize how they see us.
I mean, we're so civilized. And as we're getting more civilized about this, because now concealed carry,
yes,
you can conceal the weapon that you're carrying all the time in many states in this, and it is a source of great political pride and a great deal of political activity to make sure that concealed carry can be pursued in many jurisdictions in this country, and it's a matter of both pride and, I guess, civilization. It's a mark of the extent to which we've become civilized.
But also, Sandy, the fact that we don't want the person who can get the weapon to ever have to take any training. Is how civilized is that?
Well,
you know,
how barbaric would it be to require people to be trained to carry a weapon of weapons of essentially mass construction, you know, mass destruction, like an AR-15? Really? It's unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable. And even though all the other things that you can say about Shinzo, really, what you and I are talking about really far outweighs the fact that the guy, you know, is gone. I mean, for the American people, I think it far outweighs that if we learn some lessons from that, right?
Well, I mean, I guess we could look at Japan, the fact that it's rare there. It's not rare here. I mean, assassinations by gun are a matter of history, and it's not long ago history. It's periodic history. It happens rather regularly in the American journals, and guns have played such a role in life in America.
So let me put it this way: I'm driving down the city street yesterday, and a guy is flying down the street. I'm in front of him. There's landed traffic to the right of him. There's not enough room really for him to get in between the landed traffic and me, but he's barreling down. We're coming up to a light that's getting ready to change. And I'm like, man, what are you? You're not going to get around me. I'm coming up to a stop.
Yeah.
And he's trying to force his way through. And then I decided, well, I'm going to move over a little bit so I can take a gander. And just who this guy is, he's got no plate on the car, right? And then, for whatever reason, I just wanted to see the guy.
Yeah.
And I pulled up a little closer so I can see the guy, and the guy gave me a Clint Eastwood look. And I said, oh, my God. You know, there are, these guys have guns.
Yeah, well, right? Oh, sure.
But that makes no sense.
I mean, we've all been trained that we should avoid any sort of interaction with another vehicle because they might have a gun.
Yes.
And we've been trained on the streets to be very concerned about whether the people approaching us have a gun.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, it definitely affects our ability to have a sense of community.
Yes.
And the prevalence of guns and the notion that it takes a gun to be safe from your neighbor is all part of this this American view that we don't live in a community. We live amongst people we need to be afraid of and that we need to be arm's length from. And I would say that it's all part of the disconnection of American society that is very destructive.
Hey, Sandy, as always, man, great, always having you on. We'll be seeing one another again Monday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Thank you, Connor, for a great week. See you again on Monday. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later. So.